720-8320. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Thursday, October 19th, 2023 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Checker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Brett Gooding says, hey, I'll send you a black Stormy Cromer if you get your logo embroidered on it. Actually, when we place the order, you can take it over to Carter's. They're near Tractor Supply in Petoskey, and leave it with them, and it'll be one of our 50 hats that he gives us a package deal on. So we'll be able to get that going. Patriot Jim texting in, I learned last night at a Republican Party meeting there was doxing going on of the attendees, the donors of the Republican Mackinac Conference, with ratings of 1 to 4 as to their devotion to the party. It was obvious a sabotage attack on Christina Crammel. People are now calling for her resignation for lack of response. Lack of response of what? Their call for quote-unquote transparency, wanting full disclosure of the financial records of the Michigan Republican Party, the ones that I asked for years ago from then chairman of the party, Ron Weiser. Then I asked the new chairman, Bobby Shostak. Then I asked the new chairman, Laura Cox. Then I asked Michonne Maddock, a personal friend, vice chair of the party under Ron Weiser, to which I got the exact same answer. We don't release that information. The only people that know that information, Randy, are the state committee members that sit on the budget committee. That's it. John Haggard, longtime Republican from Charlevoix, was very much involved in the budgets of the state party for years. I talked to John about it. He goes, Randy, we don't give out that information. Nobody knows that information. Nobody's ever going to know that information. Why, John? Because we don't want the Democrats to know how much money we have. If we gave that information out to anybody, it would be leaked out to the media. Craig, the communist reporter for the Detroit News, would have it in the Detroit News the next day. Paul Egan from the Free Press. Certain talk show hosts. They'd be broadcasting that information out everywhere. We don't give that out. Are you people that flat out hate Christina Crammel calling for disclosure of financial information and records of the Michigan Republican Party? Are you really that naive or stupid? That information is never given out to the public. It's not shared by anybody. As a matter of fact, the people who sit on the budget committee, I think they actually sign some type of agreement not to ever give out that information to anybody. They can't even talk to their wife about it. You people are just, you've got K. Crammel derangement syndrome. And you need to get over it, because guess what? She's not going anywhere. Other than this Saturday, she's going to be at Frisky's Farm Market. 6:30, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, who's been going after Dr. Fauci and the Wuhan China virus, is going to be right here in northern Michigan. You can go to their website, migop.org. The tickets are only $10. Vicky and I will be there. Come join us. But, you know, I'm sick and tired of these people who don't get their way, causing disruption, destroying unity. Enough is enough. Christina Caramo is the chairwoman of the Michigan Republican Party. Get over it. Donald Trump probably will end up being the nominee for the Republican Party next year to run for president of the United States. Get over it. Jim Jordan needs to be the Speaker of the House. This Jack Bergman trial balloon joke, get over it. Jim Jordan, do not back down. Do not step out of this race. And if you guys think that Jack Bergman is going to be a unifier, the only way he's going to be a unifier, I'm going to tell you exactly how he's going to do it. Reach out to the Democrats. He'll get enough Democrats to cross over and vote for him versus Hakeem Jeffries from New York. He'll get a few Democrats to replace the Republicans he's short and may possibly end up Speaker of the House, which will be an absolute shock to me. And something, honestly, I couldn't support. I'm not supporting him as congressman anymore, and I'm definitely not going to support him for Speaker of the House. But let's see how this plays out. Absolutely amazing. Now, one thing I want to talk about is Lansing and this agenda and all of this rushing through, ramming through of legislation. The Senate yesterday voted 30-8 bipartisan legislation stripping away pharmaceutical manufacturers of their 28-year-old immunity from product liability damages for any U.S. FDA-approved drugs. Senator Jeff Irwin, the communist from Ann Arbor, the People's Republic of Ann Arbor, says, as someone who's been working on repealing the 1995 Michigan Product Liability Act for several years, said that the reason that he sponsored Senate Bill 410 is that he's been contacted by residents from across the state. Really? Really, Jeff? Across the state? Who claim to have experienced harmed or a loved one's death in connection to drugs side effects. I would always encourage them to contact their lawmakers, to contact legal help, because I'm not an attorney, I'm not qualified to give legal advice, but it has always been a little bit sad knowing that at the end of the day, when they do reach a lawyer, the lawyer tells them, sorry, no. They have immunity, and we can't go after them legally. Speaking to the media following yesterday's Senate session, he said that as the pharmaceutical industry has grown to become a larger part of how residents are treated, the importance of passing a law like this is to restore accountability and to restore access to the justice system to allow people to sue these pharmaceutical companies. Ending drug immunity got unanimous committee support just last week, October 12th. Following the introduction of the bill on October 5th. Are you following a timeline dot here? They introduced the bill on October 5th. It was approved unanimously out of committee November 12th, and it passed 30-8 in the Senate yesterday. Senators who opposed it in the chamber, Joseph Bellino of Monroe, John Bumstead from North Muskegon, Michelle Hatenga from Manton. I'd like to talk to Michelle and find out why. Mark Huizenga from Walker, Dan Lowers from Brockway, Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, and Roger Victory from Hudsonville. I believe he's Dave Ajima's state senator. According to a scientific article featured in the National Library of Medicine, the cost for a drug to obtain FDA approval through research, experimentation, and optimization costs anywhere from $1 to $2 billion for every FDA approval. 90% of the drugs are rejected by the FDA for approval after completing just the first phase of experimentation. Another 40 to 50 are turned down due to a lack of clinical efficacy, and 30% being listed as potentially toxic. But many of these are still approved, they are prescribed, and many people end up with side effects. I believe, this is Jeff Irwin speaking, these drug companies need to be held accountable. I wonder if his good friends, 1-800-CALL-SAM, donated any money to Senator Jeff Irwin's reelection campaign. Just thinking. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back. Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Take out the paper. Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number one. But I want you to understand that they're ramming these bills through Lansing this week, next week. Because I believe they're going to be not going back into session on Tuesday, November 7th. Today, this next week, in the following week. Today, Thursday, they'll be heading home tonight. Next week and the following week, and that's it. They're going to be out of session. They're done for the year. Come Tuesday, November 7th, they won't be back. That's my prediction. We're going to be talking with State Representative Josh Shriver in the next half hour about this very exact point. Why? Because Tuesday, November 7th, is an election. Election day in Michigan. Call your local clerk. Find out if you got anything on the ballot. Central Lake, little tiny Central Lake, just north of Bel Air in Antrim County, they're putting a 3 mil school millage up for a vote. 3 mils on property taxes. Everybody's bill is going to go up roughly $300-$400 a year. It's going to generate $27 million for an old school building with declining enrollment. Just 10 years ago, they had like 500 kids in that school. Now they're down to 250. And they want $27 million for, quote, security cameras. That's what they want it for. $27 million. Because they claim that they have 19 doors in this old building. The layout is ridiculous. There's a door like every 100 feet in this school. Why? God only knows. They need security cameras connected to the internet with the ability to record it in the event of a school shooter situation. They need to make upgrades to their heating, cooling, ventilation equipment, and they need a new roof. $27 million. Well, it's going to be on the ballot November 7th. It may be on a ballot in your area. You need to find out from your clerk. Millages are famous for these off-year elections. Sometimes they do them in early May. Sometimes they do them in November. But they're having a special election in November, two of the state representative Democrats may very well get elected to be mayor in the city of Warren and Westland, and that is going to reduce their majority from 56 down to 54. With 54 Republicans, guess what? We have a tie. With no tiebreaker system, equal representation of Democrats and Republicans in Lansing. Well, we're going to talk to Josh Schreiber in the next half hour. He's claiming that they're not even going to come back in the session until April, when they have the special election to replace those two Democrat state representatives who become mayors. They may not even come back in the session until after the two Democrat seats are replaced. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So what are they doing? They're ramming all this junk through. Dave Ajima, you want security in schools? Put up a sign that says, "This school is armed." And then arm some of the administrators and teachers, or teachers. I'm sorry, you want to be a principal in a public school? You go get the training, you get your CPL, and you carry at all times. You want to be a janitor? Same thing. You want to be a coach? Same thing. And you teachers, you want to protect your classroom? Go get the training and carry at all times. Active shooter walks into your classroom, put a bullet in his head. You want to protect the kids? Put a bullet in the head of the shooter. Problem solved. You don't cower in the corner, put your kids all in a corner, and then put your arms around them like your body is going to stop a bullet. You pull out your firearm and you put the red laser dot on his forehead and you squeeze the trigger. Dave says not one school has ever been attacked that has done this. And forget putting guns in a gun safety vault, a lockbox somewhere. No, they carry them on their person. I wouldn't advocate for open carry. I wouldn't want them to know exactly who had them, but they definitely, definitely would be underneath their sweaters. Wintertime, most of the school year, school buildings are cold anyway, wear sweaters. The men look like Mr. Rogers, a shirt and tie and a sweater. That's how Mr. Schramm came to classroom every day, my fifth grade teacher. State Representative Josh Schreiber in the next segment representing the 66th House District. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr.